up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this edition of New Horizons, the weekly program from Blind Citizens Australia. I'm Vaughan Bennison, thanks for your company. A couple of weeks ago, you'll remember, we spoke with Joanna Doronovo, the chair of the Blind Citizens New South Wales ACT State Division Committee. On Saturday, the 14th of July, the State Division was launched at Newcastle, north of Sydney. There were quite a number of speeches given at that launch. We're going to hear today from Michael Simpson. Most of you will have heard of Michael. He works for Vision Australia, but he was for some years on the board of Blind Citizens Australia and served for many years as national president. Michael was asked by John Simpson, president of Blind Citizens Australia, to launch the State Division. What we have here is an edited version of that speech.
I was certainly pleased when John called me to ask if I would be able to participate in this event and to do the official launch of the Blind Citizens New South Wales ACT Division. And I felt that it was a really important event to participate in, because it's also an opportunity to acknowledge the history of our organisations and the legacy that our organisations leave, not only in the broader community, but particularly in the lives of people who are blind or have low vision and their families. And at times like this, where we are launching a state division, which has resulted out of the merger or the consolidation of organisations at a state level into a national organisation, it's a really appropriate time to acknowledge the legacy of not only the organisation consolidating into a national organisation, but also that national organisation as well. Many of you will know that Shirley House was the landmark for the Association of Blind Citizens, NSWACT. The old Shirley House has gone bulldozed and ready for whatever's going to be developed on that site. But our organisations aren't actually just premises that they used to be in, the offices or the houses or the locations that they were. That plays part of our history, but it doesn't make up the quantum, the total of what our organisations are, because generally these organisations come into being because of people who see a need, and along the way, people who really want to make a difference in the community, and in our case, in the lives of people who are blind or have low vision and families. So if we look at Blind Citizens Australia, we all know that there were some very important things that happened in 1975, and one of them, of course, was the forming of NFBC, or what became NFBCA. Anyone else remember what happened in 1975? Well, our friend Gough Whitlam, of course, lost his job in 1975, in November 1975. But I also mentioned to you that I was about 2 years into my journey of blindness in 1975. I'd only been blind a couple of years at that time, and that's also the time that I started work for the organisation that has now become Vision Australia. So as Gough Whitlam was going out the door in November 1975, I started work for Royal Blind Society in November 1975. And like many of our organisations, service provider organisations or representative consumer organisations, NFBC, came together because there were a number of groups, primarily state-based groups and primarily Victoria and New South Wales, that saw the need to be more organised and to be able to harness the power a little more of organisations and groups coming together to form a national body. And that's how BCA came about, and pretty soon got very strongly into the realms of advocacy and peer support and social support. But that's where the Association of Blind Citizens also had its early foundations as well. The Association of Blind Citizens, or what was actually the Association for the Advancement of the Blind, was formed in 1910, and it was really formed as a loose network of blind people who had gone to the Darlington School for the Blind, and it really formed out of a need for social interaction and peer support. So back then, the real objective was to bring those people together to offer opportunity for peer support, to catch up, for social interaction, go out to theatre, to dinner and social activity. And for those of us that have been more recently involved with what became BCNSW, we will remember the social events that were held both in the name of the Sydney branch of Blind Citizens and in the name of the association at Shirley House in Ethel Street, Burwood. And it's that legacy that we need to remember as we launch the new division of Blind Citizens Australia, the NSWACT state division. I was reading through, I know that Crystal and Sally are going to be talking a little later about the state plan. I was reading through it and I was really pleased to see that one of the aims of the plan really is to acknowledge the values and activities of both organisations and to look at the current and future activities. So balancing that legacy, the values and activities of the former organisations, and making sure that we don't forget those things as we launch into a new state division. But like all launches, no matter what it is, we all know that it's not the day of the launch that really has set things in motion. Often the launch, whether it's of a ship or a new activity, whatever it is, we know that there's been months or even sometimes years of work that has gone into getting us to the day of the actual launch. Some of the more recent work in bringing BCA and the association, or BCNSW, together started a couple of years ago in 2016. And through the guidance of initially Emma and Graham as the respective chairs and presidents of the organisations, and then John and Graham as the more recent chairs and presidents of the organisation, that guidance has brought us to a spot in late 2017 where the members of BCNSW voted in favour of consolidating into Blind Citizens Australia. That was really the pivotal moment that has led to the launch of the state division today. And I did particularly want to make sure that as we launch the New South Wales ACT division, that we do acknowledge the legacy of organisations. We've all got stories in our head about both organisations, and I was certainly concerned when John called me, because I've been a little bit quiet in the BCA field of the over the past few years, and John didn't reveal to you that back in the early 90s, when I was drawn into BCA, primarily to participate in the organising committee for one of the Sydney National Conventions back in 1990, we held the dinner for that convention at the Hurlston Park RSL Club, I think it was.
Yes.
And at the end of the dinner, the club wanted payment. I, even though I wasn't involved too deeply with Blind Citizens at the time, I ended up putting the entire dinner for the couple of hundred people that were there on my credit card, and I had no choice but to join the board of BCA to get my money back. And for the final decade of the millennium, right through the 90s, I was on the board of NFBCA, and as John mentioned, national president for several of those years in the 1990s. So I've got very fond memories, particularly back from the 90s and the early 2000s around BCA, but also very fond memories of the association right up until the day that the final key was turned in the door of Shirley House. And let me tell you quickly just a couple of anecdotes around those last couple of days, because Kerry, who's here with me, my wife, and our three boys, Andrew, Rowan and Campbell, were all asked if they would volunteer to help clear the final elements of Shirley House out. So they spent a few pretty solid days down at Shirley House, emptying the last remnants of the house out, particularly putting a lot of the rubbish out on the street, because the Association's committee had organised for Burwood Council to do a clean-up, a street clean-up, and take all of the final elements. And there were two things that really stuck in my mind about those last couple of days. The first is that the following Monday, we're going back to 2012 here, because that's when Shirley House was sold in 2012. I was sitting in my office, and I had a call put through to me from the National Contact Centre, because they didn't know what to do with it. It was a woman who lived in Ethel Street in Burwood, and she wanted to both complain and also see what we could do, Vision Australia could do, about all of the braille that was being thrown out from the house next door to her. She was really aggrieved that this organisation was so disrespectful of this special thing called Braille. Forget the fact that it was probably the 1930 Women's Weekly or the television program from 1965 or whatever it was in Braille, but she thought Braille was just so important that it had to be preserved. So she put it all in the boot of her car and brought it down to Mitchell Street to Vision Australia. And we also had to gently say to her, well, look, yes, Braille is important, but like print, there are some things that are worth keeping and some things that are just not worth keeping. The other story is that Kerry and I still have a piece of Shirley House. When they were cleaning the house out, there was this old timber table. Two of the legs had broken off because of the pretty poor handling of some of the old furniture at the time, cut a couple of the timber slats on the top of the table were loose and starting to lift. But Kerry decided, nah, that had a lot of history, and Michael and Kerry should restore this old table. I certainly wasn't keen on the task, but Kerry was. So we loaded the table, it weighs a ton, into the back of our station wagon, and we were dropping the keys off after locking the door finally on Shirley House. We were dropping the keys off to Barry, and we told him that we had decided to take the table not put it out the front in the with the rest of the rubbish. And he said, "Oh well, I hope you got the middle leaf out of the table, because it's an extendable table." The end of the story is that we did restore that table, so it does now sit in our house, and it's regularly where we have dinner. And even though we restored all other parts of the table, there are some scratches and cuts and gouges in the top of the table that remind us of its life as a table at Shirley House. So there are some parts of these organisations that live on, not only the physical parts of these organisations that live on, but also the memory of the individuals who've been involved with these organisations and who continue to support our organisations into the future. So in launching the NSW ACT State Division today, I just want to remind us that our organisations come from history, and hopefully they continue to make history for our community. So, John, I'm not sure whether you've got a ribbon to cut or a bottle of champagne to break, but I would like to now formally launch the BCA NSW ACT State Division.
Michael Simpson there, launching the State Division of Blind Citizens Australia for New South Wales ACT. That's it for this week's program. If you've enjoyed it, then let us know. Contact me on new.horizons@bca.org.au. new.horizons@bca.org.au. If you'd like to contact BCA, then call 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660, or email bca@bca.org.au. I'll talk to you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.